All right, welcome back to MythBusters, up to myth number 72, another Hanukkah edition. Learning today is sponsored by Bob Oppenheimer and Debbie Rosenberg, in memory of their father, Yehoshua ben Shmuel, by Kathy and David Hoffman, in memory of David's father, Yosef Yehuda ben Eliyahu, by Helen Spiro, in memory of her mother, Chana bas Pinchas, and by Lee Weinblatt, in memory of his father, Yaakov Yitzchak ben Chaim, Tehina Shmasam, Tura b'Tura Chaim. All right, definitely interesting one today. I wouldn't say it will have any practical ramifications on your life. It might not change your day-to-day schedule at all, but something interesting to think about. And that is the letters on the dreidel, Nun, Gimel, He, Shin. So let me say it like this. In Israel, would it make sense to have a Nun, Gimel, He, Shin dreidel? Or is it only Nun, Gimel, He, Pei? So practically, in Israel, they do have dreidels which say Nun, Gimel, He, Pei. Right? So we know the acronym is Nun, Gimel, He, Shin. Watch that dreidel spin, spin, spin. It's catchy. So that means Nes Gadol Hayasham. That's what we say in Chutzlar. It's a great miracle took place there in Israel. So therefore in Israel, they say Nun Gimel Heishin Neis Gadol Hayapo. A great miracle took place here, and that's what they have. But I just point out, again, I don't know the origin of Nun Gimel Heishin. I didn't do that much research. As far as I know, it comes up nowhere in Chazal. Came up somewhere along the way, so I don't know if there's like such a difference or kedusha behind the acronym. But it's much more than just Neis Gadol Hayasham, and some of the meanings would make sense anywhere in the world, including in Israel. And just to relay some of those right now. So first of all, on a very practical level, it could stand for the following. It's Yiddish. So Nun is Nisht, which means nothing. It like means like what you take from the pot when you're playing dreidel. So Nun is Nisht, you get nothing. Gimel is Gantz, like the ganze Mishpacha, the ganze Welt, the whole everything. So Gimel, you take everything. He is Halb, which is half. And Shin is Shtel, which means like to give, to put, to place. So you give back when you get Shin. So that just, it's just a signifying what you're supposed to do. That would even make sense in Israel. A little deeper, the Bnei Yisachar, Tzvi Elimelech, Spira of Dinav, descend from who's the Bnei Yisachar, Tzvi Elimelech, who's the Bnei Yisachar, so we descend from the Bnei Yisachar. I have a nephew, Tzvi Elimelech, and one of my great-grandfathers was a Dinavah Rebbe, so always special to quote from the Bnei Yisachar. So he gives a couple ideas. Number one, he says that Nun, Gimel, He, Shin are the same letters as Goshna, like to Goshen. And he says it's a reminder that the Jews always had to have, you know, a small measure at least of separation, a border between us and the surrounding culture. And I spoke about that in one of my shirim, that's Ufartzu Chomos Migdalai, that the Greeks broke through the border and there were no barriers and everything was just a free flow of information in and out. And the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, when they went down to Mitzrayim, so you should always remember that they had their own separate location in Goshen. And so too, we also, to combat the Yavanim, need to have our own separate living space. I don't know physically, but at least religiously, psychologically, to have our own Goshen of sorts here in Gullah. So that's Nun Gimel Heishin, reminding us of Goshen. So maybe that wouldn't make sense in Israel because they have their own space there. So maybe that wouldn't apply to Israel. But finally, Bnei Yisachar, and this is a really interesting one, says that it's a following acronym, that Nun is for Neshama, Gimel is for Guf, Shin, Sin is for Seichel, and He is for Hakol. So it's our soul, our body, our intellect, and Hakol, which is everything, the divine, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these are the four forces that exist within every single person. And these are the forces that each of the Arba Galios, the four exiles, try to suppress within us. And that is that in Anpurim, so Paras, they tried to take away our guf, they tried to kill us. And on Hanukkah, the Yavanim tried to take away our seichel, they tried to intellectually persuade us to leave behind the Torah and everything like that. In Bavel, they tried to take away our neshama, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, that was our lifeline for hundreds of years. So that was Bavel took away the neshama. And the current Galus Edom, which started with Rome but exists to this day, try to take away Hakol. They try to take everything from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Guf, our Neshama, and our Seichel, throughout the generations, throughout this long Gullus, we've been attacked in many different ways. Interestingly, the Mashiach, the word Mashiach, Gematria 358, is the same Gematria as Nun Gimel He Shin. You do the math. So Mashiach is going to subdue the Arba Galios that try to, put an end to our guf or neshama, hakol, everything like that. So Mashiach is the antidote, so to speak, of that. But that's all Nun Gimel Heishin. That's a gematria 358 of Nun Gimel Heishin. It's also the gematria of Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch. So it's kind of like encompassing our whole history here. And so that's what Bnei Yisachar said. There's a lot of depth behind Nun Gimel Heishin. And from that perspective, it even would apply in Eretz Yisrael. That being said, again, I don't want to get any hate mail from Israel, and they definitely have the ikker. You know, I saw a beautiful line, and I was looking into it a little in a blog, an Israeli blog, and I can't quote, I don't remember who, but said Nun Gimel Hey Pei. These four letters summarize the essence of what our history here, of what we are currently living in Medinas Yisrael. Nes Gadol Hayapo, like that's everything. There's a great miracle that took place here that we're back, and there's great miracles that take place there every day that we continue to grow. So definitely not taken away from Nun Gimel Hey Pei, but just to show that Nun Gimel Hey Shin goes beyond Nes Gadol Hayasham. There are other meanings that are worldwide, global type of meanings.